This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The new and more contagious COVID-19 variant, first spotted in Britain, has now spread to 70 countries, 10 more than a week ago, the World Health Organization said Wednesday. The UN Health Agency also said the variant of the virus, first found in South Africa, has spread to 8 more countries in the past week and was now present in 31 nations. Meanwhile, another variant, discovered in Brazil, has spread to 8 countries. European Union demands Wednesday that AstraZeneca make up delays of its COVID-19 vaccine by supplying doses from its UK factories, risked setting the bloc and Britain on a post-Brexit collision course. Both the European Union and former member Britain insisted the Anglo-Swedish pharmaceutical company uphold contractual delivery promises to each of them, even as the company said there was not enough to go around. The dispute was triggered last Friday when AstraZeneca informed the EU that it could only supply a quarter of the vaccine doses it had promised for the first 3 months of this year. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, addressing lawmakers, says entry rules to Britain have been significantly beefed up.
We've already temporarily closed all travel corridors and we're already requiring anyone coming into this country to have proof of a negative COVID test taken in the 72 hours before leaving. They must also complete a passenger locator form, which must be checked before they board and then quarantine on arrival for 10 days.
The Taliban gave its backing Tuesday for a coronavirus vaccination campaign in Afghanistan that has received $112 million pledge from the World Health Organization's COVAX program. The immunization drive will have to take place amid relentless violence in the country. This is VOA News. The office of Tunisia's president received a letter containing suspicious powder and is investigating the matter, a source there told Reuters Wednesday. President Kais Saied did not open the letter and is in good health, the source said. Some local websites reported the lethal toxin ricin had been found in the envelope and that it had been addressed to the presidency in the Carthage Palace. The source in the office declined to comment further on the reports. Factional tensions have been growing within Tunisia's leadership amid protests against widespread unemployment and social inequality. Saied is a political independent who won election in 2019. Minutes ago, U.S. President Joe Biden signed executive actions to combat climate change, including pausing new oil and gas leases on federal land and cutting fossil fuel subsidies as he pursues green policies in stark contrast to those of his predecessor, Donald Trump. The orders map out the direction for the Democratic president's climate change and environmental agenda and mark a reversal from Mr. Trump's, a Republican businessman turned politician who sought to maximize U.S. oil, gas, and coal output by removing regulations and easing environmental reviews. President Biden's focus on climate change has cheered international partners and environmental advocates, but upset big oil, which argues the moves will cost the United States millions of jobs and billions of dollars in revenue at a time when the U.S. economy has been battered by the COVID-19 pandemic. Russia's upper house of parliament, the Federation Council, voted Wednesday to ratify an extension of the New START nuclear arms control treaty, a move towards preserving the last major pact of its kind between Russia and the United States. Tuesday, the Kremlin said the two countries had struck a deal to extend the pact, signed in 2010 and set to expire next week, which limits the numbers of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers that Russia and the United States can deploy. The White House did not immediately confirm the Kremlin announcement to extend the treaty, but said new President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin had discussed the issue by telephone and agreed that their teams work urgently to complete the pact by February 5th, the expiration date. The lower house, the State Duma, earlier voted to ratify the extension. Russian authorities Wednesday ramped up pressure on the opposition, searching the apartments and offices of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny ahead of new protests called for the weekend to demand his release. The head of Navalny's FBK Anti-Corruption Foundation said police were searching flats linked to Navalny and the foundation offices for alleged violations of coronavirus restrictions. I'm Diane Lockwood.